New South Wales government is offering public sector workers a 10.5% pay rise over 3 years. Volunteers range from coaches to team managers to people staffing the canteen or holding roles on local club boards. A planned visit by a conservative American chastity speaker to a Catholic girls' school on the state's central coast this week has been abandoned.
With Paul Culliver.
You're listening to ABC Newcastle.
20 minutes past four. Okay, I'm not here for anything but your amusement. I'm going to do this live. Here we go.
It's space!
Is what we're talking about today. I'm very excited to introduce to you Brian Gaffney, Assistant Principal of the Charlestown Public School, with students Rosie and Vuk, both 11 years old. Hello to all of you. How are you?
Good. Very well.
Good. How are you?
Hello, Vuk. Hello, Rosie. I'm very good. Thank you for asking. You guys all did something very exciting today. What happened, Rosie?
Well, we did Kids in Space and we won our competition.
What? You won?
Yeah.
Okay, Vuk, what did you do today? What was Kids in Space?
Well, today Kids in Space for me was a fun time and a fun experience to learn about different projects, what people could do and what people could integrate with other things about space.
Okay, what did you have to do, actually? What actually happened today, Rosie?
Well, we presented our ideas. So our idea was kind of like a sleeping mask for astronauts in space.
Okay.
With, like, LEDs and memory foam around the outside so it's comfortable for them to sleep.
Huh.
So it blocks out all of the, like, blue light around in the outside of the space
station. Yeah, right. And so what was the challenge? What did they get, like, what did they tell you that you had to design? What was the idea?
Well, they didn't tell us what we needed to design. We kind of could make up our own
stuff. Oh, they were just, like, invent something for use in space.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Brian, how have you dubbed your students into this? How's this all come about?
No. So, it's a fantastic opportunity. It's run by the Australian Space Agency and Andy Thomas Space Foundation together with Makers Empire. So our school applied. We were picked across the state to participate. And Rosie's 100% correct. The students had to either solve a Earth-based problem using space technology or solve a problem that helps astronauts live and work in space. And these guys decided to do a sleep mask, so a mask that goes over the astronaut's eyes that used red and amber coloured light, which induces our sleep cycle to try and help the astronauts sleep better and work better.
Okay, that's really clever. That's very clever. How did you know to do that?
Well, we did a lot of research, especially Vuk did the research. We all did different jobs. We all helped around.
Yeah. Vuk, how did you do all this research?
Well, we started off by starting a PowerPoint presentation. We made some of the slides, yada, yada, yada. And then we came to Google to see what we could incorporate to make our sleeping mask more interesting.
Yeah.
So I thought about it and thought about LEDs.
Yeah.
LEDs would be the perfect size for a sleep mask. And then we decided to see what color would be the best color for falling asleep, with the most melatonin. And we found out that it's red. We found some sleep physicians that have put on the internet that red is the best color for sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Which might confuse some people, as some people might say, oh, red's the color of anger. And
yeah, just like that, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, it's about the relaxation and sleeping.
Okay, all right. I guess red, like, I'm thinking like when you close your eyelids and there's light, that's red. So maybe that's where it comes from. Maybe that's how, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud. Why do this, Brian? Why get your students to study this and create these things?
Mate, providing opportunities. It's all about how can we provide opportunities in particularly STEM-related fields, so whether it's science, technology, engineering, maths, and to provide them with opportunities to seek some sort of engineering future and to learn that working in the space agency is a perfectly viable project, an option for lots and lots of students. It may seem a long way away, I'll only do that when I'm old. But once you get that interest when they're younger, it's really great for some students to come up with those sort of opportunities. Some of the things that they did today incorporated 3D design, so it involved 3D printing. So they 3D printed some of their samples.
Yeah.
And had prototypes there that they showed the judges and the other competitors that were at the showcase today, which they explained their prototyping, particularly if they came up with a design and they thought it didn't work. So they redesigned, tested it, come up with another prototype. Redesigned, tested it, come up with another prototype.
Yeah.
So I think these guys went through six different prototypes before they settled on a finished product today. And even today's finished product isn't quite finished properly yet, is it?
No. We still can get something better out of it.
You're right. And you've got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Trial and error.
Yeah.
I love that. I suppose that's also a nice life lesson. You don't have to get everything right the first time. You can just learn from it. That's great.
Absolutely correct.
That's amazing. And so, just to come back to the start, you won this competition.
Absolutely. So that's New South Wales state winners announced today. These guys have the fantastic opportunity to go away and present their work now at the National Showcase, which is in Adelaide in November.
Oh, that's very cool. Do you get to visit the space agency?
We sure do.
Oh, is that kind of exciting, Rosie?
Definitely.
Yeah? What do you know about the space agency and what they do?
Well, I know, of course, that the space agency deals with all the problems in space, and like they study things about astronauts in space and everything like that.
Yeah, what about you, Vuk?
I know that they incorporate about like how to make rockets, the thrusters about for rockets, that they have a bunch of technology that they can show us how to use when we're older.
Yeah. That's very cool. Now, having done all of this, are you thinking you would like to work in some kind of space field in the future now, Rosie?
Yeah, definitely. I always think, like, wish for the stars. That's kind of, like, what they said in the when we were there.
Yeah.
And, I just love looking up at the stars and, like knowing there could be an unknown universe that we don't know.
Yeah. So what do you have an idea of what kind of thing you'd like to work on when you're an adult?
Well, I really like astronomy. Like, yeah. I love doing, like, everything with the stars and like that. So that's what I would like to do.
That's cool. What about you, Vuk?
Well, space is nice, but I would like to become... I could be a space engineer for, like, making the thrusters or, like, rockets. But... yeah, I think that's a good start for my career when I grow up.
That's cool. That's so good. Brian, you've got some pretty cool, clever students here.
Mate, they're fantastic.
That's very cool. That's so amazing. Congratulations. And there was a bunch of other students involved as well.
Yeah,
so we should give them their props.
We had three teams from Charlestown Public School. We were divided into three different names. So we had Team Banjo Elf, Team Java Speed and Team Judo Saver. So we just made up three funny names for all of them. But we were just part of 10 different schools that participated at Rutherford Public School today, who put on a great show for us. So we were really grateful that we got out there.
That's very cool. You didn't bring the prototype in, did you?
No, sorry.
It's behind glass. It's got a lot of patents on it. There's a lot of corporate interest in it. We can't just be letting it pass around in front of radio presenters, that kind of thing.
Well, hundreds of kids saw it today, so I'm sure a radio presenter could get a look without a problem.
There we go. Maybe we'll have to organise that. Brian Gaffney, assistant principal of the Charlestown Public School, along with students Rosie and Vuk. So lovely to meet all of you. Thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's ABC Newcastle.